Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my SEO podcast. This is SEO expert and strategist Dagmar Gattell with SEO strategy tips on Blog Talk Radio, helping successful entrepreneurs and experts be seen as the number one authority in their niche with SEO business strategy. That's our goal. So what will you hear in this podcast? So this SEO podcast, we will talk about SEO strategies you can use to build your authority in 2015. Let's first think about SEO strategies. So they really can help you to get traffic, not only traffic, but targeted traffic, the right traffic, right? And the number one rankings in Google and Bing. But guess what? If you're an entrepreneur, coach, trainer, speaker, or expert, they also can help you to build your authority and your expert status on the internet. And who wouldn't want to have this? The question is, do you have your SEO strategy for 2015 already in place? Let's start first with what is an SEO strategy, right? So it's pretty like simply, it's a proven series of steps you can take, or like a process, right, you can follow. So it really helps you to quickly and easily increase your website traffic, your website rankings, but also your conversions, because why we are in business is not just to get, whatever, 10,000 visitors a month or to get the number one rankings if we cannot convert the traffic. I think that makes the SEO strategies I will share with you from now on really different than perhaps the SEO strategies of other experts, because my focus is conversions. I see many people and they tell me, oh, I'm on the first page of Google with my name or my company name. And, you know, it really doesn't matter, because if you have a unique company name, that's where you will be on the first page, because you have no competitors. But also the chances high nobody is looking for you. There are really many SEO strategies you could take advantage of for 2015. But really the most important ones I see for the following year is all about context and engagement. If you're a little bit familiar with the online marketing trends for 2015, more and more people get bored by seeing all these sales pages, or seeing all these approaches, buy now, and we promise you all these bonuses, right? So they trust more what their friends say, and they trust more their social networks as what the experts say about themselves. So there are really three strategies, SEO strategies, I really see as very impactful for 2015, and that's the SEO social media strategy, the keyword SEO strategy, and the off-page SEO strategies. Let's start with the first one. So the first strategy I love for 2015 is really the SEO social media strategy. Because Google really doesn't care what you say. Google doesn't care. You could say all day long on your website or in your social media approach that you are the expert. Google doesn't believe you, because from the old days, we had so many spam sites trying to compete with real websites, and they just knew how to put the keyword in the right placement, and they were shown number one. So now Google and Bing and all the other search engines, they at the point, they trust others. They want to see that others share your content, like your content, comment your content, pin your content, Google Blast your content, or tweet your content. So you really want to think about and have in place a well-performing SEO social media strategy that helps your website popping up on the first page of Google. Let me share a story with you, so perhaps it's easier to understand why it's so important what others do with your content, and not so much how many times per day you post or tweet or like something. So let's imagine you're at a networking event, right? And you go all around the room and you introduce yourself to everybody and you tell everybody what you do. And we all know that things happen like this. But at the end, who cares? Nobody. Nobody wants to speak with you anymore because they think you're all self-focused and perhaps you're arrogant and selfish. You never ask anybody else what do they do. So a good SEO social media strategy is really when you provide content which is shareable, right? It provides a high value to somebody else. It provides a unique niche, a unique edge to somebody else. It's not the same information everybody has online available. And then also, it works immense when you share other people's content and put your own comment to it, right? So if you see something what somebody else in your industry shares, but they are a non-competitor, then you just add something to it from your own perspective. So in this way, you can make their tribe interested in what you have to say. So it's really all about that you think outside the box and think, what can you offer, what can you provide, what nobody else has. The next strategy I would like to talk about, I see that absolutely immense critical for 2015, is the keyword SEO strategy. And I know everybody talks about keyword and where you should place your keyword and the meta title and the meta tag and the alternative image tag. This is not what I mean. There is a huge difference of building a castle or a shack, right? So it's really not about how many keywords you use and where you place the keywords. It's much more about what is your online focus? What is your online niche? Where do you want to establish yourself in? And what is the context you build around it, right? And perhaps not everybody's familiar when I use this word context in an online marketing way. But it's like you have a website and you promote family trips to Spain, right? But you write about everything else. You write about tea time in London. And you write about the wonderful summer in Manchester. So there is really no context in this website because you approach everything and everybody. So let's use the story. So it's really all about that you don't want to build restrooms. You want to build empires. Imagine you want to build a house, right? Your own house, and you're so excited. So you already have a good imagination about how your house should look like. excuse me, where it is. It's on the river, or perhaps it's on the ocean, or perhaps it's in the forest or in the hills, right? So to get the plan in place to build this house, you would need to have knowledge or experience, or you hire somebody who has knowledge and experience. But if you do it on your own, are you sure that the house you build doesn't look like you come into the house and then the plumbing, which should be in the bathroom, is suddenly in the guest room? Or in the kitchen, you find the toilet where it should be the sink. Or you go in the living room, all the furniture is on the plank concrete and there is no carpet. So you really need to have a plan in place to create context. And for this, first and foremost, you need to know what is it really why I am online? What is my website all about? And then stay with this focus. Break it down. And all the content, all the videos, the images you present on your website need to come back to this focus and this niche. The third part, and I think the third part is the most critical part of these three strategies I introduced you today, or perhaps you're already familiar with them, but you really want to use them in 2015. And these are the off page SEO strategies. And what I mean on this, like, many speak about on-page SEO strategies. So on-page is really what we do on our website, right? It's what we do on our pages, on our articles, on our blog posts, on our site. When we speak about off-page SEO strategies, it's all about what we do away from the website. So our social media activity, our engagement, then also the recommendations we get for our site who are coming to our site. 30% of our ranking results are really influenced by on-page strategies. So everything what we do on our website, the content we provide, the articles we write, 30% additionally, they come from social media sharing. They come from everything what others say about us. And the last 30% comes from recommendations and backlinks. And then the 10% what's missing is really the conversions. But when you think about it, 60% of this activity is not what you do on your website. So if the search engines are influenced in this huge way what others say about us, what others do to recommend us, right? Why do so many hold on to writing blog posts and really just want to do this content creation on the site, but they're not focusing on how to disrepute and market the content? Because that's really what it is. We want to be seen as the number one when somebody looks for something. So having all these three strategies in place for 2015. So it's the SEO social media strategy, the keyword strategy, and the off-page strategy. You already can hear it. It's much more about what others like on our side, what others share from our side, and what others do with our content, what influences how much traffic we get, and also how great the search engines rank us. So my tip for 2015 is really leave your comfort zone, go out of your box, and when you create content, think about, is it shareable content? Is it valuable content? Is it such unique content that everybody else would love to read this? If you would like to get more information about that, then I invite you to go to my website, SEOstrategyplan.com. It's SEO, S-T-R-A-T-E-G-Y-P-L-A-N, SEOstrategyplan.com, and you can subscribe there for my free SEO Strategy Premium training, which is an audio training, and you can listen to the 7 fatal SEO mistakes successful entrepreneurs make when building their strategy online. And you also get access to my SEO articles and audio library. So it's really all about gaining better understanding about the what, why, and how to. You, for yourself, can create a customized SEO strategy plan. Hope you enjoyed the content today a lot and you got some new ideas and thoughts how you can position yourself as an authority, as an expert online. I wish you an amazing day, and I so look forward to see you next week when I will share another SEO strategy tip with you.